Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtue of feeding a hungry person. You know, this is a virtue which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in many places. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. They give food for the love of Him to the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner, saying, we feed you only for the sake of Allah. We do not want any reward from you, nor any thanks. Also, in another verse of the Holy Quran, we read, or feeding the needy on a day of starvation, or an orphan among relatives, or a needy man in desolation. Right, so this virtue is very important, and you know, a lot of times people object, and you know, when a poor person comes to their home and asks for, you know, for some money, you know, a lot of times, you know, we think in our mind that perhaps this person is a drug addict and he's going to use the money for drugs, or you know, he's going to use it and gamble it away, or use it in another thing. And you know, because of this, we never give anything to poor people. And a lot of times people make up the excuse and they say that, you know, as long as if I'm not sure about that the money I'm giving is going to be used in a good way, I'm not going to give anything. And these are all excuses that, you know, and temptations, that insinuations that, you know, Satan comes and he whispers in our ear to prevent us from giving charity. But if this such a doubt and misgiving comes in the mind of a person, he can always give some food, you know, to the needy person. He can go and buy him something to eat, you know. This is also something that he can do. And in this way, enjoy the reward of, you know, helping this person, this poor person. In this connection, Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following. He said, the nourishment of the body is with food, whilst the nourishment of the soul is feeding others. And it's also been reported that he said, that which you yourself eat gets consumed, whereas that which you feed others diffuses, meaning the benediction in that sustenance diffuses. And Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam said, verily Allah loves the feeding of food to others and the spilling of blood, which is a reference to the fact that, you know, making a sacrifice or sacrificing an animal and then subsequently giving that the meat of that animal to the poor to eat. You know, this is something that Allah loves, one of the things that Allah loves. Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, one of the things which gives one obligatory entrance into paradise and forgiveness is feeding a starving person. Then he went on to recite the verse of Allah in the Holy Quran, or feeding the needy on a day of starvation. And finally, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, verily the commander of the faithful resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most in the way that he ate. He used to eat bread, vinegar, and olive oil, and feed others bread and meat. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of feeding hungry people. In the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.